The Gemara learns this concept from a pasuk. Pasuk says in Tehillim, "Yeshev olam lefnei alekim, chesed ve'emes man yinsuruhu." So the Gemara explains that this means Yeshev olam lefnei alekim. When will someone merit to sit eternally before Hashem? Meaning to say, obviously in the world to come, but it means to say, when will we merit to actually have that schus to sit in front of Elohim and benefit from his shechina? And the answer is chesed ve'emes man yinsuruhu. These are three things: chesed, emes, and man. Those three things, yinsuruhu, will protect us. What are those three things? Chesed is kindness, emes is truth, which the Chavetz Chaim will explain in a moment, and man means food, like man. Its sustenance will protect us. So what does that mean? It means when a wealthy person provides money and food for a poor person, the food alone will surround him and protect him. Now the term protect, yinsaruhu, is used because the place before Hashem is a very holy place, and one can't sit there unless he's properly shielded. Hashem's presence is populated by the malachim, the seraphim, any one of which can incinerate the whole world with the breath of their mouth. This is something that Chazal talk about. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, he had to be protected from the Malachim. And you have to have great merit not to be affected by the extreme midah of din, of judgment, which reigns in heaven. And that's what the pasuk is saying. If you have the attribute of emes, which refers to Torah, and you have the attribute of chesed, that'll protect you. Now, what it means here is something that the Chavetz Chaim will continue to explain in the coming chapter. We're all far from perfect. And even the things we do right are far from perfect. The mitzvahs we do are unfortunately often done without full adherence to halacha, the laws of the mitzvah, so we don't necessarily perform the mitzvah correctly or totally correctly. And even when we do get it right, there's a whole portion of doing the mitzvah which takes place in our heart. What kind of machshavas are we having? Are we doing this for our own sake or for Hashem's? Are we happy to do this mitzvah or frustrated and forced? And all these things are bright and clear in the world to come. They totally paint perhaps a very different picture of our mitzvahs. And even our mitzvahs which will accompany us in the presence of Hashem, and that's the sustenance we have there, that's what brings us there, they themselves have the potential to bring Midas Hadin upon us. In a world where perfection is demanded, the world of angels, there's only Midas Hadin there. It's not like this world. And this is why we need the protection of certain mitzvahs, Torah and Gemel Chasadim. And these mitzvahs protect us because of the nature of Hashem's Hanhaga. When we protect others, when we bring Hashem's presence down to this world through Torah, it protects and envelops us and shields us from the power of Midas Hadin. And that's the concept of chesed ve'emes, and the literal food we give to poor people will protect us. It'll envelop us, and it'll surround us in the world to come and allow us to benefit and have the schus of being in Hashem's presence. Chazal explained another pasuk in a similar vein. Va'asim dvarai beficha uvitzel yadai kisisicha. I put my words in your mouth, and that refers to the schus of Torah. The words of Torah are in our mouth. Uvitzel yadai kisisicha, and the shade of my hands, Hashem says, I will protect you, and that refers to the schus of gemilas chasadim, meaning that through gemilas chasad that we do with our hands to help others, Hashem will, so to speak, use His hands, tzel yadai, to protect us, to envelop us. So now we can understand how much we need to love and pursue the mitzvah chesed. If we love doing chesed, any opportunity that presents itself to us, we'll treat it like a unique opportunity, a mitzvah. We'll then do it in its entirety, with a whole heart, and the person we're involved with won't be embarrassed to accept the kindness from us, because he'll see that it's something we would love doing. And then Hashem will truly bless us. If we love this midah, we'll also convince others to join in and become involved in performing kindness, which is an obligation of every person, as Rabbi Yehuda speaks about in Shari Tshuva, Shar Gimel, that it's the obligation of Chesed to get others to do kindness as well.